T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get down!
Jason and John Guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line. Live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Paid the call to beat a boss.
Live Love Memphis Group at the Real Estate Agency. You're looking to buy or sell a home. That's the team you're going to want to get with. They've seen it all, man. They know when the market's good. They know when the market's bad. They know how to act in either situation. They know how to get the most money for your home. That is exactly what they do. That is their business. Reach out to them. Let them go to work for you. Sold at LiveLoveMemphis.com.
Jennifer Carstensen has paid the cost to be the boss because she's built this team from the ground up. Worked hard, hard, hard. Now sold thousands of homes, including mine, your boys. Yours is going to be a much easier sell, I'm sure, than mine was. Although, I tell you what, she had the visits lined up as soon as we put it on the market. Heck, I thought putting it on the market would be a job. She got it done quick. For you, it's going to be about maximizing, right? Right now, this market, what you can get for your home. Could be $20,000 more, could be $30,000 more than what others are telling you. That's why you owe it to yourself to give Live Love a call at 901-625-5200. Again, that number is 625-5200. They're the best. You're going to want to know what Jennifer Carstensen says she can get for your home. So call them up. 625-5200 is the Live Love Memphis and Live Love DeSoto teams at the Real Estate Agency.
Ted CDR, a.k.a. Supreme Bay, here on the show. And obviously, I think it was worth your time even without the news. But he did tell us today that he's open to having his jersey retired at the University of Memphis, and he previously was not for a variety of reasons, and we talked about those. Wanted to go in with a team, also didn't want to sort of, take 14 out of the rotation for other future players. But he said he's now open. He thinks his kids are at an age now where they would appreciate it, and he was certainly interested in that. I wouldn't say a lot, but maybe a little bit of pushback from people about doing that, about retiring CDR's jersey. And I think it's a good time to remind people, CDR was a consensus first-team All-American. There have not – pretty much every other consensus first-team All-American has their jersey retired at Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know if there's been a consensus first-team All-American that does not have their jersey retired at Memphis besides CDR. I would be stunned. If I don't think Will Barton was not a first-team All-American, right?
No.
Penny was retired. Keith Lee was retired. Penny and CDR were both one-time consensus first-team All-Americans. And again, I'm not comparing Penny to CDR, but that's just the point I'm trying to make here, is that if you come through Memphis and you're a consensus first-team All-American, your jersey's in the rafters as of today.
I mean, he deserves to be up there. There's 9 jerseys retired. Win Wilfong, Larry Finch, Ronnie Robinson, John Gunn, Keith Lee, Elliot Perry, Anthony Hardaway, Forrest Arnold, and the most recent of which was retired was that of Larry Keenan, the number 35, was retired in 2014. What's missing, and you can tell from the names that I named off there, is any representation from 07-08.
And any representation from anything that's happened in modern history for the Tigers.
Which represents, we can argue this if we want to, but it's the height of Tigers basketball, quite frankly.
07-08 was the height.
There's no question about that. And so you have no representation from it. And again, you haven't retired anyone since 14, so it's already been a while. Here's the point. There's 9 numbers retired. So I get you start retiring everybody's number. Who's who? How many do you pick from that team? You can get into some dangerous waters in terms of how many do you have left available. That said, there has to be some sort of representation, you figure, at some point, right, when it comes to that Memphis team those years. And you would put Chris right there at the top of the talent of the players themselves. I Derrick Rose, notwithstanding.
Yeah, I mean, CDR averaged 18 points a game.
I mean, Larry Keenan,
708.
Larry Keenan played 1 year with the Tigers. Okay?
Yeah.
And his number's retired.
Right.
So anybody that does we can't retire Derrick Rose because he only played one season. Well, you've already got one up there that only played one season.
They're waiting. I would think you'd have to wait till this court stuff has to get over for CDR, right? I mean, you'd have to get through that.
I suppose so. I mean, I guess that's what the Grizzlies are doing with Tony Allen.
Yep. So you got to wait for that.
Tony Allen had a couple things, right? Tony Allen had some other things. He was
there's some domestic stuff there, wasn't it? Most recently, it was reported.
It was more than just that, but yes. I guess that. I mean, you're not going to do it today. I mean, you're not going to go retire his jersey right now. So I think that'll figure itself out. But yeah, I mean, look,
he's certainly worthy.
CDR averaged for his career 14.2 points a game. Shot 54% from the field, 37% from three. Basically four rebounds a game. He was a consensus first-team All-American. He helped lead the Tigers to their second-ever national title game appearance. I mean, and you haven't retired anybody's jersey that's been relevant besides Penny and Elia Perry in the last 30 years, right? I mean, what are we just saying, that Memphis Tiger basketball been dead for 30 years? Like, they had good players come through there?
Do you have to retire it if they're a good NBA player? In other words, most recently we had a guard in the NBA. We've had several players just get to the NBA.
Will Barton's in the NBA. Yeah. I mean, I don't think NBA career.
So they have to be good in the NBA.
I don't think so. I don't think NBA matters. I mean, it can tip it in. Let's say you were just an average college basketball player, but you go on to be a great NBA player. Yeah. Could it tip your scales in that way? Sure. But I don't think. I don't think not being a great NBA player.
I mean, Elia Perry is on this list.
Right, Elia Perry was not a great NBA player. You know,
you don't let the
great
the
college
NBA
player.
Exactly, your jersey retired at the school you played for. Right. You know, which the only thing that should matter to that is
how much you meant to that school.
Exactly.
Yeah,
over your time there.
And look, I like CDR was like a it was a culture thing with the shorts and the free throw line stuff. Like when he tapped on his arm, like this is all stuff that just made a big impact.
I will say, John, I would argue you don't make the run without Derrick Rose. Even CDR would tell you he was the final
I would retire his too.
So it's hard to sit up here and say,
you gotta do Rose.
Hey, CDR, he deserves to be up there and not speak up for the other guy. And let's be real, what Antonio gave to this program?
Yeah.
Antonio Anderson? And everything he meant and what he's embodied in terms of Memphis basketball, even to this day.
Right.
You know, when he's watching Tigers basketball, he's like, he's still living and like he's still there. It matters that much to him.
Yeah.
At some point, this program's going to have to show him how much he mattered to them.
Well,
he should be up there because he's up there in number of games played ever.
That era, right, that time, that period for Tiger basketball was so formative for so many Memphians that I think you're doing a disservice by not having any recognition of it formally.
Half of it, let's be real, is this just being in denial about Cal and all of it. You're talking about why we haven't honored that. That's part of it.
Well, it's past time.
The biggest part of it. Well, if you could start preaching out there that it's time to put it to bed, maybe we can start getting some people to finally put it to bed.
Well, we've had this conversation before. I don't feel some type of way about
You were okay with it or something to that point. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's time for people to get over this.
Yeah.
It's the height of things. Now it's the standard. It's
Barrett,
what you want to get back to.
Barrett's listening, and I think Barrett's exactly right. Rodney Carney's jersey should be retired.
Yep.
Why is Rodney Carney is number three all-time in scoring.
Yep.
He spent four years at Memphis.
Y'all going to retire everybody, though.
So now Rodney Carney's retiring.
Well, you have a team that good, though. I mean, it's
Rodney
like—
Rodney was part of the rise. I mean, I get all that. He was part of the get to where you got to. But if you start giving everybody, what are you going to give DeJuan Wagner 2-1? Because that was your first big recruit under Cal.
No,
you want to put DeJuan in there too?
Rodney Carney is top three scorer.
I understand that.
It's because he played four years. Man, you are being a hater right now.
I'm not being a hater. He played 4 years.
He averaged 14 for his career. His last two seasons, he averaged 16 and 17.
He was not a consensus All American. Like, there's not. And where did you get to with that? I love Rodney Carney to death. He's up there on the list, John, because he played 4 years.
Mm-hmm. First-round draft pick. He was a second-team All-American. He was a Conference USA Player of the Year. He deserves consideration. Rodney Carney does not get
the respect that he deserves.
You know what's interesting?
It's not Anthony Rice, bro.
When you have a player, when a team is that good, a lot of the players, like, for example, UNLV is retiring Anderson Hunt's jersey this coming season.
See, I've never even heard of him.
No, he was on the teams, though. He was with – y'all must have everybody else on that team retired already.
They got the whole team.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You work
your way through it. Similarly, that's why I was comping it because, I mean, this is basically a championship squad.
Rodney Carney was going to join the show tomorrow, but he just texted me. He says he's not coming on with
What's he up to?
I haven't heard since we talked about ratings.
This is your formative basketball years.
It means a ton to you, clearly. I thought it was Burks.
Right, that's my guy.
I thought Burks was your favorite.
Burks my guy.
No, now you act like Carney is.
Well, from 2002 to 2008.
Don't put Carney up here with 2007-08 team.
Carney.
He was what built us and what got you to that.
Right. He was an important piece.
And he's up there third because he played four seasons.
But see,
he averaged 14 over his career?
You make it sound like he's.
That's like Will Barton.
DeJuan Irwin, bro. Like, he was a consensus second team All-American.
I'm kidding about that. I'm just saying there has to be a line, John. Somebody's got to draw it.
The line
Somebody's got to be tough here. We can't just retire every time you ever played 4 years.
Here's the line. Ready for the line? The line is like Michael Dixon. We're not retiring him.
Michael Dixon ain't even on the radar, fool.
Okay, what's your argument against Rodney Carney? Why is he averaged 14 for his career, same as CDR, and he averaged 16 and 17 his last 2 years at Memphis and was consensus second team All-American?
If you didn't make a run.
He made a Sweet 16, didn't he?
Well, I guess he did. I guess he'll make a sweet. Again, if you didn't make the run to the title game, you weren't a part of that. You have to be elite. Like Penny, you got to be elite.
He was a first-round NBA draft pick.
I mean, Elliott, I suppose, didn't make any deep runs.
Great dunker.
But he was elite. He was elite for all the time that he was here. Rodney, I love him. He's a great Tiger. He's beloved.
No, I don't think you do. That's the fundamental problem is that you don't love him.
I'm sorry. Nobody's ever come to me and said, you know what? I've got a great idea. Let's retire Rodney Carney's number.
That's because.
Let's get it up in the rafters. It's overdue.
Rodney,
let's do it. No, we've got some things to do before we get to Carney.
Getting
to Carney, like you're going to run out of numbers.
Well, let's be real. There should be more than 9 numbers retired in the University of Memphis' history. There have been too many damn good players.
The point you make about there just haven't been any, and Reese Penny's the most recent guy.
Right.
Not the most recent to be retired, but in terms of playing, the most relevant in terms of that.
No, we can't be this stingy. We can't be this stingy as a university.
We've just thrown the cow years behind us. We're just going to forget about them. Man, stop.
Well, I think that's an insult
the NCAA
to the players
wants
that
to.
Wore that uniform,
100%
right?
100% it is. Nobody wants to hear it. It's also an insult to Cal.
Well, I don't care about
that. We appreciate that time. You do.
Guys, you wouldn't have the players if it's not him. No, I agree. I agree, because it wasn't.
You were the ones that went out and hired him.
It wasn't John Robick. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
It was John Calipari.
Man, going into the hood of Chicago to get Derrick Rose.
Yes, he did.
Derrick tells a story. He pulled up in a Hummer or a limousine or something, like in the hood.
Right.
John did that.
Yes, he did.
But y'all, the players just got here. You just went on, and the players can't do that.
Look, I told
get over
you,
it.
I'm not going to MC it, but I'm definitely like, I went to Memphis because of Memphis basketball. I never even went to school. It took a visit because I loved Memphis Tiger basketball under John Calipari. So you're preaching to the choir here. Huh? You know,
well, and you ain't the choir. I'm not preaching to the choir when it comes to Rodney Carney.
No, because I think you're off base as hell with that one.
Well, it's a bad song.
Rodney Carney is a forgotten Tiger. He needs more respect from you.
Bro, we went from real people that really should have their numbers retired to, hey, maybe we should do this too. See, we're not doing that today.
You put him in the same category as Drew Barham. That's what you're doing
I put him in with Drew Barham.
Yes.
Who was better at Gonzaga.
Yes, that's what you're doing right now, dude. I mean, honestly, like Will Barton.
Drew Barham was awesome at Gonzaga.
Can Will Barton's jersey be retired?
And at Christian Brothers High School. What?
Can Will Barton's jersey be retired?
No.
Wow.
And I covered him. So, I just showed you. I am the line.
How about Jeremiah Martin?
Not.
Wow. 4-year Tiger?
You going to retire every number?
That man had 40 and a half.
40 and a half? NBA?
That man had 40 and a whole half.
He held that squad.
I am not some grim reaper here.
There
has to be a jersey retirement line. Guys that don't get across the line.
I'm going to be the line.
Because y'all letting everybody pass. Y'all letting everybody up in there.
Why don't we
do this? It's like free buffet around this mug.
Why don't we do this?
Bro, I didn't say Kevon Davenport. I said Jeremiah Martin.
Well,
Randy Thornton for what he did for the Tubby Smith era.
Tubby era is totally erased. But I will say this. Well, I got an idea.
Joe Jackson.
Why don't we use...
Okay. I mean, you can make a case for Joe.
Why not? He's seventh in scoring, I think, right?
For all the jerseys that you won't let us put up in the forum, why don't we put these in the Mid-South Coliseum? Why don't we put all the overflow? Why don't we put all the overflow?
Since you ain't going to blow it up, yeah.
Rodney Carney goes in the Mid-South Coliseum. Will Barton goes in the Mid-South Coliseum.
Overflow,
Burks,
he says.
My boy Burks goes in the Mid-South Coliseum.
Bro.
Jeremiah.
Kendrick Davis and who's my boy from Georgia Southern. They ain't going to have numbers to wear. You keep retiring all these numbers. That's the problem. Can't retire every number.
Well, Bennett says if you don't make the tournament, you don't get to have a jersey retirement. That's, I mean, look.
Wow.
But how many Memphis Tigers put up 40 and a half, though, against South Florida, no less?
Well, the crazy thing about Jeremiah, I'm pretty sure he's the only Tiger to have scored 40 twice.
Yes.
Not even Larry Finch did that, which was, we thought it was crazy when
he did.
Still
playing pro ball overseas, by the way.
Yeah, Jeremiah is that dude, man. I got nothing but respect for Jeremiah. That's the thing. It's like, if I have like an emotional connection, like your jersey gets retired.
Well, I mean, you should retire Kelly Wise's jersey then.
I have no emotional connection to Kelly Wise, Jason.
Retire Antonio Burks's jersey.
I will.
He was the thing. You came out of the womb, you saw Burks, you fell in love with the Tigers.
He was the thing.
Put him up there.
Burks was a gangster, man.
Jeremiah's Wikipedia page looks really nice. I mean, that's a hell of a page. I mean, if you look at that career.
Not to Jason. Jason wipes his ass with Jeremiah's accolades.
Cedric Henderson, sixth in scoring. You want to put him up? Let's go. Let's go. He's sixth overall scorer. Love said to death. Friend of mine.
Yeah.
Am I ready to put him up there? No.
No, but Carney's third, though. You snubbed your nose at third. What's the top three?
Carney averaged 9, 13, 16, and 17.
Yeah, and he's third. Do you have the rankings?
Of what?
All-time scoring leader.
Yeah, this is from a couple of years ago. The top hadn't changed, though. So I think
who's number one?
Solid. It's Keith Lee, 2,400. Elliot Perry. Rodney Carney, who's not, to John's point, retired. Larry Finch, who back to is. So three of the top four have been retired. Forrest Arnold, making four of the top five have been retired. Then you get to Sid, Joe Jackson.
Right.
Dexter Reed, who was, people don't give him enough credit for the player
Deadeye.
He was.
Oh, love Deadeye.
Shout out to Deadeye.
Man, that man
came up in here
averaging 100%. 18 points. You talking about Rodney Carney, get to 17.
Let's make an argument
year.
For Deadeye, too,
Dexter
John.
Came in here averaging 18 right off top.
Dexter's a Memphian, right?
Yeah,
yes.
Man.
Yes.
Dexter is a legend.
We've retired his jersey in the studio, actually.
When I first started doing radio.
This is good.
I was doing this show called Bears Best Bets.
Bears Best Facts.
And I don't know where he is today. He was on 790. He was where that aired Saturday mornings. And he did the show Bears Bets Bets with Dexter Reed.
Okay.
So he's certainly a radio Hall of Famer.
Oh, for sure.
I would.
Well, we dedicated when we flipped it to the bet.
Here's my problem with that.
Shaq Goodwin is 14th.
Well, then I'm sorry.
It's because he played 4 years.
And he didn't make a tournament, and that's why I can't listen to it. But see, my problem with the format of that show was Dexter Reed never gave any picks against the spread.
No.
I needed some picks, ATS, Dexter.
It was his analysis, though, John, that was really, key.
Oh, as a former player?
Yeah, it was just that former player aspect. You couldn't get enough
of it. No, he was the nicest guy ever, though.
Super nice.
He was the nicest dude ever. I'd definitely retire his jersey.
Well, I think some of this comes down to community involvement, and clearly Chris Douglas Roberts is doing that part of it, and he's trying to get that going. He's got this court thing. But you get through that, you probably get there.
I think he should. And again, I think it's that culture, it's that generation. Like, I do think there has just got to be some representation from Memphis Tiger basketball post-1999.
That's
D-Rose got to go up, though.
I think you're going to get some pushback on that because of his time. It was only 1 year. I'd listen to it.
Larry Keenan up there 1 year.
Derrick Rose should be – okay, so is the opinion of the show that Derrick Rose's jersey should be retired as well?
Man, I just got a hard time retiring CDRs and not Derrick's.
Yeah.
Again, you don't get where you're going without that final piece. He's told you the story.
How do you think Memphis would feel about Derrick Rose's jersey getting retired?
It'd be fine. And maybe it's a way to heal the wounds. You know what I mean?
To extend
the olive branch.
But what about the wound?
Because it ain't going to be Derrick that extends it, it seems like.
Well, here's my question.
No.
What about the wound that you've created for Rodney?
The only person wounded
who's gonna
is
heal
you
who?
and that one person on Twitter you echoing for.
Who was going to heal that wound?
Which Dr. Rudd would say that's a wave of people.
He'd cancel it.
You know I love him. We're done with it.
Yeah, I mean, you just
we were talking about the banquet.
You've been backing up over the man ever since he left office.
Oh, I love what he did for the university.
He's in the psychology department now, right?
He's still involved.
He's an educator.
He's still definitely involved.
I think he's on sabbatical right now.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, it's well deserved sabbatical.
Writing a book, probably.
We know you'd give him some more money too for everything he did.
I'd hang his jersey up. There ain't no question.
Of course you would.
I'd retire everybody's jersey if. I mean, like, to be honest, name a player, I'll retire his jersey. You can throw some former Tiger, random Tigers out there. I'll tell you if I'll retire their jersey.
Well, Darius Washington.
No.
For everything he
Bad
did.
Memories. Respect, but no.
How about this? Lorenzen Wright.
Sure.
Ooh, that's, of course.
Posthumously.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a symbolic, that's a respect level jersey retirement, by the way. I mean, that's, you know, because I don't know what his stats were at Memphis, but, you know.
You bring the kids in, you do the ceremony, of course.
Vincent Askew.
No.
Long career in the NBA, scored 1,100 points. Almost 1,200 points.
Sorry.
Okay. How about this? David Vaughn.
No.
Well, at least, I mean, you got some kind of line. It's funny who you let in and who you don't, though. Those guys.
Jeremiah Martin?
In,
but Jeremiah Martin?
But Rodney Carter.
Jeremiah, if you score 40 and a half in college basketball, you're getting the jersey retirement.
How about this? Andre Turner. Little General.
Yeah.
Little General?
I'm listening. I'm turning it over.
Give us
in
some
my head.
Stats on him.
I mean, I know he struggled early on in his career. I know, you know.
4-year player, led those teams, the one that went to the Final Four in 85, averaged 19 for his career.
That's in
1442 points. He's 13th all time.
He went to the tournament 19. I mean, that's
nah, that 19 can't be correct because here's the season. It says 19, but this is a misprint in their media guy. 9.9 the first year, 8.2 the second year, 11.4, 13.9. He never got over 15.
No, he can't.
The average can't be 19.
No,
but he's not in. He did score 1400 points. He's beloved. That dude's
correct.
Beloved.
Yeah, he's beloved, but no,
but no, he can't.
But being beloved doesn't get you up there.
No, I don't think so.
But Rodney Carney, you went up there.
Rodney Carney is number three. You just went through it. Four out of the top five are retired.
9.8, 13. Again, but that doesn't mean six is or seven isn't. Some aren't going to be there.
Yeah. Now,
9.8, 13, 18.4, 17.2,
Rodney Carney. Do these names ring a bell for you?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's like especially the Rodney Carney one did.
Yeah.
And I think it's because of that team.
Especially
that
Rodney Carney.
I equate it to because I went to UNLV and I followed Runnin' Rebel basketball. Like a guy like Anderson Hunt was like the fourth best player on a championship squad. In this case, runner up, but damn close, right?
Yep.
Great players. I just remember Rodney Carney on that team. He's at the top of my brain, and he shouldn't be.
Yeah, like, he's an athlete.
He shouldn't be on the top of my brain.
He was on, I believe he was on that Elite Eight team because he played the 06, didn't he? So he would have made that 05, 06 team.
That sounds right.
Went to the Elite Eight and lost.
I shorted him.
To UCLA and
yes,
that low-scoring affair. Rodney was in that game.
Yes, he was.
And so, just a solid player, wasn't he?
He's a great player. He's a great college basketball player.
Now, before that,
Antonio's
it was NIT Final Four. Then it was NCAA second round, NCAA second round.
And he's in.
Or first round. I don't think so. But
I think you could take three or four of those players from that team, right?
Again, at least.
I don't think there's a quota. Like you
at
can
least
retire.
Let's get the 07, 08 guys in before we go to Rodney Carney. Can we all agree on that, please?
That's fair.
And then we'll get to Rodney
later,
whether or not he's deserving.
No, right.
There's at least three guys from 07, 08 that deserve it. It's Derrick Rose. It's Chris Oaks Robinson in front. Derrick Rose. And I think Antonio Anderson deserves to be.
I like Antonio.
Andre Allen. Andre Allen deserves to have his jersey retired.
I don't think so.
I do remember him very well, and he doesn't deserve being.
The unfortunate for Andre.
He couldn't be on the court at the end there, John.
That's the lasting memory.
Some of us believe he took the rap for some others as well, which is there's some stand up in that.
And some personal stuff that
if that's true, then I would then revise my position.
There's stand up about that.
If he took the hit, then I would retire his jersey.
Well, and unfortunately with these decisions, personal stuff factors in when you're talking about putting somebody's jersey in your rafters. It happens in all these universities. They hold that against you.
It's true. I mean, you got to take it all into consideration in this day and age. But I think we have successfully gotten CDR in there at least. And I would be open to others, as you can tell. So let's just get some representation for the next generation of Tiger basketball players because there have been some great ones that have come through.
I think what we've uncovered is that we're overdue here.
Yes.
We're past time to get
exactly
at least some of that 07, some of that middle 2000s. 07, 08 in there.
Yeah, and if you bring CDR and Antonio Anderson and Derrick Rose and all those guys back with Cal, who should be open to doing this, there's no way they would ever boo that group.
No, nope. They go crazy in
you
there.
Know? I mean, it's just like that's the way you hide it, you know? That's
again,
the way
you can properly honor the team because the NCAA did you wrong with the whole – properly honor the team, just putting the whole thing up there. And we can have the CDR individual jerseys separate from that. You can still honor the team, and what you can do is put all of their numbers up there with the coach. It's one banner, and you've honored that run, which needs to be.
There's your 22 madness right there.
Yep. I like it. I'm down for it for sure. All right. We will come back here on Jason and John. We've been talking, of course, today about CDR and how he's now open to getting his jersey retired. So that has certainly been an interesting conversation. Playoffs rolling on.
Yes.
As we know, got a game two tonight, Boston, Miami. It's going to be some great shooting in that game. How do you become a great shooter? You work at it. You got to. There's no other way. You cannot hide from the work. Well, some of the same technology that the best shooters in the world take advantage of is available here in Memphis at a place called Shoot 360. Summer's coming up. You're looking for things for your son or daughter to do to keep them busy. This is a great place to do it because it's going to measure their jump shot, their arc, their depth, passing drills, dribbling drills. Going to make them a better basketball player. They're going to have a blast while they do it. It's available here in Memphis, Shoot 360.
Yep, it's going to fill up in the summertime. You want to get your spot, so go ahead and get signed up. It's backed by our man Thaddeus Young. They've made it super affordable as well. Can do a one-year commitment, 1 month, as low as $130 a month there on that 1 year. Can do a shorter commitment if you'd like. The bottom line is they've got all the options available. And whether your kid just wants to have a little fun, right, burn a little energy off, or they really want to get better, they've got you covered out at Shoot 360. We call it the future of basketball training in Memphis, and the future's right now at Shoot 360. They're at 85 Market Center Drive in Collierville.
Hey, if you want to go and check out some cool with the NBA playoffs going on, we have the Odyssey app. The Heat Check podcast with Trista Crick is up at Odyssey. An NBA champion will be crowned soon. Don't miss all the latest. She has the storylines, the drama, the hot takes, and the gambling angles. If you can't find the humor in today's NBA, you're doing it wrong. New episodes drop every Monday and every Wednesday on Odyssey or wherever you get your podcasts. That's the Heat Check podcast with Trista Crick on.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey.
Let's talk about getting paid for the work you do. You're not receiving overtime pay. If you're having to attend required meetings without pay, if you're working through your lunch breaks, if you're a restaurant worker receiving server pay to clean or stock supplies, you are entitled to minimum wage and, in many cases, overtime pay.
So if you're having similar issues with your employer right now, call our friends Robert, Rob, and Russ at Grind City Law, 756-5997. This is what they do. They've recovered literally millions of dollars in unpaid wages for workers. You'd be surprised at what your employer might owe you. The team at Grind City Law, they're advocates who spent their entire careers fighting for workers' rights, so they've been on employees' sides for a long time. They'll be on your side. Contact them today for a free consultation. Again, a Memphis-based law firm grinding for workers' rights nationwide. You know what that looks like. GrindCityLaw.com. Call them up, 901-756-5997.
We have not yet talked about the game last night.
Was a drubbing.
Not much to talk about, quite frankly, is why. Because Golden State whipped bad ass. Hey, whipped bad ass last night. And my man Drew Hill hit me. And Drew Hill was like, man, the Grizzlies should be in the finals right now.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Or should be going to the finals. And I get why you would think that, because you put up much more of a fight against the Golden State Warriors than Dallas did last night. I mean, that's fair. That is totally fair.
I told you yesterday the Grizzlies will have given Golden State a tougher test than Dallas will.
Well, I'll tell you this.
Without Ja, without Steve.
I am sick of the Grizzlies historically priming the Warriors. I feel like they always do this. I feel like every year the Warriors come out of a series with the Grizzlies and they're like, man, that made us better. I am so sick of the Grizzlies serving as that sort of, you know, second to last boss. Because sometimes when you play video games, man, the final boss ain't even the hardest one. It's like the second to last boss for some reason. I don't know why that is. Mm-hmm. But like by the time you get to the final boss, you're like, man, I'm this ain't gonna be nothing. This is a cinch. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Sometimes in Mario, Bowser was not the hardest boss. And I know that wasn't your cup of tea.
Actually, I would go to Zayers in Midtown and play the first one.
Really?
Yeah, but that's when you actually had to play the video game. You had to go up there and put quarters in it.
Right.
Yeah, you were all on the Nintendo and stuff.
I was on the Super Nintendo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was my first. We had Sega, you know. But I'm sick of the Grizzlies being that, like, second-to-last boss. Anyway, the Dallas looked overwhelmed yesterday. And I know Ryan came on early. Ryan McDonough came on and said he thinks this is going to be a series. I think the Dallas Mavericks will win a game, maybe two. But I have to revise my seven-game estimate based on the events of last. I thought the Golden State Warriors would look impressive. I did not think they were going to beat their ass the way they did.
You already revising your pick after one game?
Yes.
Come on.
I think it's now a six-game series.
You should have just been with me at the beginning. It's five.
Dallas is unbeatable at home.
Please.
I mean, they have been.
You know why? Because their role players play well there. They did not, again, they don't do anything for them on the road until game seven. Dinwiddie and those guys stepped up at Phoenix. Again, though, this is, did you see, remember the point we made about Luka and how great he'd been against Phoenix and everything else, but they weren't challenging him on the other end. Well, Golden State did. They scored 24 points on Luka. Basically, when Luka was the primary defender, they scored 24 points. He scored 20. And so you've essentially neutralized a superstar, a guy who almost single-handedly led them past the best team in the NBA. Golden State, they're going to work him on the other end. It was evident already last night. Not to mention, they're going to scratch him up.
Yep.
Did you see Wiggins with the nails?
He sure did.
I mean, got him good. At first, I was worried. I was like, oh, don't make Luka mad. That's what Phoenix did.
Yep.
But I just think it's so much responsibility for Luka already that he carries, right? When you're asking him to play defense as well, right, in addition to putting that team on his back, it's just a lot. And I know it's one game, but I just think I thought this before the series. It's going to look like a lot like that the rest of the way. Look how Steph didn't get that comfortable. You saw him dancing last night.
Yep.
Until those final 6 minutes of that last game against the Grizzlies, where he's trying to do the old turn around and hit the shot beforehand, where he's out there in that dancing mood. He's going to be in it for the rest of the series against Dallas. Watch what I say.
I can see it.
Memphis had him uncomfortable. Dallas will not.
Yeah, and I think that's because of, you know, Dallas is a good team defense, but I think against Golden State, you got to have some individual guys.
Well, you know how we talked about Miami attacking Peyton Pritchard? Golden State's attacking Doncic.
Yep.
Like, they're going to make you defend.
They are.
So, yes, great team defense that Jason Kidd's got Dallas playing, but not individually, not a great defender. You make him work. Here's the other thing they're doing. They're not going to let him get into the lane. Their whole plan is to keep him outside the lane. His average shot distance, 2 feet behind where it was the rest of the playoffs. That's from Windhorst this morning. But that's the point. That's the plan that Kerr's got. They're going to push Doncic out with everything they've got, make him all perimeter-based. Again, it's going to be a short series. And that we're going to where you started this out, what we're going to be saying is, dang, Grizzlies gave those dudes a better test. Well, they could have been there. They could have pushed through. That's going to be the take back here in Memphis. Because it's not even going to be a challenge for Golden State.
Yeah, it'll be a level of, that could have been us type ish, you know. Because again, I really believe that I was feeling this even before this series started. Because I remember I tweeted about it and I took a lot of heat from Jeff about my feelings around that series that I wasn't ready to, gush.
Let it go.
You know.
You didn't want to talk about next year.
I want to talk about right now how close the Grizzlies were if not for the injury to Ja. Don't you believe the Grizzlies would have won the series if they had Steven Adams game one and Ja did not get hurt?
Yes.
I mean, that's...
But if was a fifth.
I know. That's true. We'd all be drunk, wouldn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Retiring the hell out of Rodney Carney's jersey. Now, what did you find?
Because we wouldn't care. We'd say, just retire them all.
Now, what did you find?
He's third in scoring.
What else is he? What did you find?
First in three-pointers. We had a very astute listener who's probably got the media guy in front of him telling us that he's also first in three-pointers. Thank you, Barrett Linhaus.
Barrett, once again.
I believe it was him.
Barrett.
And he's right now. Well, I agree. Antonio Anderson, yes. Deserves to be, as Barrett points out, only player to have 1,000 points, 500 rebounds, 500 assists. And, of course, he was a captain that 2018.
Yeah. So, there you have it. I mean, I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Back to Golden State.
Well, there's nothing else to add, dude. I mean, that's it. They got their ass kicked. We talked about the matchup. They looked too fast for Dallas last night when those threes aren't falling.
Well, I got one more thing to add. It's an actual nugget. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Golden State's won 13 straight best-of-seven series after winning Game 1. That is the fourth longest streak in NBA history and the second longest active streak behind the Lakers. Overall, they've won 19 of 20 series after going up 1-0 in the Steve Kerr era except for the one, which we all remember fondly, 2016, which they blew the 3-1 lead. Do you get the point of that stat? When Golden State wins the first game, they do not lose the series. They've won 13 straight.
And that's not going to start now.
Fourth longest
NBA
history.
That's not going to start now. Dallas had a hell of a run. Dallas should be proud. Dallas should be very proud of making the Western Conference Finals.
I'll tell you what. When I saw that missed layup from John game one, I felt that. That layup, because there's a reason why Klay Thompson got real excited after game one in our series against the Golden State.
But still, even then.
Two games. That one and the one you let him get away with without even hitting a shot in the final 3 minutes.
Can you be
Steph on the free throw line?
Can you be an NBA champion and be down in a playoff game 55 points?
they're gonna show you. And it will only add to the what if with the Grizzly with us. But again, you're not gonna have to do that long because the future's so freaking bright.
You don't think the Celtics or the Heat will both be Golden State? No. I think either one of those teams beats them.
I think it's destiny now.
Oh, get your head out of your ass.
Mm-mm.
Ain't nothing destiny about that.
Dude, they're the favorites.
Man, they suck, man. How's that?
That sounds stupid. Don't say that. That's what you say about Doc Rivers.
They don't suck.
Yeah, again, this is where he goes. He deals in extremes, you know, like Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Once it threatens him,
it sucks. Right.
It sucks.
Yeah.
Everybody's being paid. They're cheating over there.
That's right.
They're terrible.
They are cheating. They hurt Ja. They scratch Luka in the face. You know, they're a dirty-ass team with teenager fans. Go to bed. But all y'all, screen time done. Some of y'all don't need to be tweeting after 9 o'clock. Y'all need to be in bed preparing for test tomorrow. Clown fan base.
I guess I don't hate the Golden State thing as much, even though there's plenty of things to hate, just because I know it's going to end.
Mm-hmm.
It's about to end. This thing ain't going on. I would hate it if I was looking at this for another 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
That thing's about to tail off.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. Hopefully it tails off in this series. If not this series, hopefully next. Al Horford playing. Going to get everybody with COVID.
That's good news for Boston.
It's a must-win situation tonight. They got to win. If they go down 2-0, I know you don't think so. I think so. They will be losing the series.
No, I agree. I had Boston in 6, so this is a must-win. I'm there with you.
It's a must-win if Boston is 6, Boston in 7, regardless. You got some sick individuals on this team.
I think they respond. They did it after every loss against Milwaukee. Felt like they will respond.
Yeah, they're going to have an answer tonight. I believe that for sure. And I am on Celtics money line. That number, by the way, I got Celtics money line +144. It's down to +110 now. It's basically even money.
I'm too late.
Yeah, you're too late for that. But just because I got good value doesn't mean it's going to come through. Value is only value if it hits.
Man, how high did that Golden State did that Memphis ticket get for you?
It got as high as.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
It died.
I made a $90 bet on the Grizzlies at +3,300 to win the title. It got as high as $220. And I did not cash
it out. When was it 220?
It peaked.
After the
series, right before game one.
Yeah.
And then it came down, and they were still willing to buy you out for about 125.
Yeah, there's no you let that ride all day long.
So you have to just ride it out.
It's 90 bucks, man.
Who said on the show get out before Golden State series?
Man.
Who said?
Man, it's a fair point.
Okay,
now.
So you're gonna give $90 then? You gonna rub it in his face? You need to get $90.
Can a brother be right one time and Jason was right. We do that all the time when John and Brand are right.
No.
There's a lot of times where I'm right.
Jason is right on this one. The problem is when you're a novice bettor like I am and you see the opportunity to probably win game one against Golden State, you just...
I feel like that 90 was a big investment for you, so getting back something on that investment
was important. My cheap ass, yeah. And I felt good about, the 200 would have been nice.
Again, when you tie it up at $100. You tie it up at one apiece, you're not cashing out.
No. If you're going to risk 90, you're willing to sacrifice another honey.
And then game three, Jai got hurt, and by then all the value was gone anyway.
It was toast.
So it is what it is.
And then they offer you, as these FanDuel places and whatever, DraftKings, they all offer you, they get it down to, would you like to save some money and we'll give you 50?
Always let it ride. I'm a proponent of always letting it ride. There's some math. I'll send you some reading you can do.
Be interesting
on the cash out option and why you should never do that, even in a live game situation.
I believe that.
But that's another discussion for a different time. We'll come back, wrap this thing up here on a Thursday. Jason and John, 90.9 FM, ESPN. Boston Celtics, Miami Heat. Heat looking to go up 2-0 on the series. Boston looking to even it up at one apiece. That number down to Heat -2.
And you jumping off that Heat bandwagon tonight. Be careful.
Selective. I still ride.
They might make note of it.
I still ride for my Heat boys, man, but I'm going to need some green tonight. Leprechaun. Wasn't there a movie like Leprechaun in the Hood?
More loyal to green. Leprechaun was a movie. I think there were like 3 or 4 of them.
Was it?
I think he went to the hood, one of them.
Yeah, I think that was like the storyline. Like the leprechaun went to the hood. Well, the leprechaun's hitting the streets of Miami tonight.
Look out!
It's going to do it for us today. Thanks to Supreme Bay for joining us on the show today. Thanks to Ryan McDonough for hopping on as well. Giannotto and Jeff, you're up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.